Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This Parsha, this week, the Parsha is Bamidbar, which is always read before Shavuos. There is sometimes a break between Shavuos, there's an extra week between Bamidbar and Shavuos. We have Nosei, but it's always close to Shavuos. Before I explain, I just wanted to say I'm traveling at the moment, so I don't have the video facility, so I just wanted to do something on the Parsha, so I'm just doing it audio. So there are many reasons why Bamidbar is before Shavuos. The standard reason from the early sources is that we lain b'chukosai, which we lained last parasha, also close to Shavuos, because to prepare us and get us in focus, so we lain the toichacha. The toichacha means the reprimand that Hashem gave us with all the consequences of not doing the right thing, which is a very harsh part of the Torah, but it's read before Shavuos to get us sort of into focus. But we don't want to come from the Toichacha straight into Shavuos. In order to make a break, there is the Parsha of Bamidbar. By the way, this happens again towards the end of the year, where we read Nitzovim always before Rosh Hashanah, because Parshas Kisov is also a Toichacha. It's the second Toichacha in the Torah, the second reprimand. Also, we want to do it before Rosh Hashanah to get ourselves in focus of Tshuva, but we don't want to go straight from there into Rosh Hashanah, so we have the break of Nitzavim. But there is other reasons that are given why Bamidbar is before Shavuos. And it's got to do with how the Torah was given. So it's called Bamidbar, because it says in the Pasuk that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bamidbar Sinai, in the desert of Sinai. Now, there's a couple of things that we need to understand with this. First of all, why was the Torah given in Sinai? So this idea of reading Bamidbar before Shavuos is to prepare us for the Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah of Shavuos, and to give us a bit of an understanding of why it is that way. There's such an emphasis that the Torah was given in a Midbar. One reason is that a Midbar is Hefker, which means halachically, if you find a lost article in the Midbar, in the desert, belongs to you because it's an ownerless place. Everything that's found in the Midbar means the owners gave up on it, they're not looking for it anymore. It's an abandoned place, and therefore it's considered Hefker. To tell us that the Torah is also Hefker, what does that mean, the Torah is Hefker? No one claims ownership over Torah. Torah is universal. Torah is something that is Shayach, is connected to every single person. No one can say, I own the Torah. This, of course, is hinted in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where we learn that the Gimel Ksarim, the three crowns that Hashem gave to the Jewish people, the crown of sovereignty, kingship, the crown of kohuna, priesthood, and the crown of Torah. So the crown of priesthood, we know, is reserved for Aaron, HaKohen, and his sons. Ultimately, the crown of kingship is given to David HaMelech and his descendants, but Torah has no monopoly. Torah can be accessed by everyone. In fact, I'm not sure if I've said this little story on this podcast, but let me share with you. My Zayda Oliver Shalom Rav Aloy from South Africa, a big Rav, he learned in literally yeshivas, he learned in Vilna, and it was the time the Chavetz Chaim was traveling, and the Chavetz Chaim was coming close to where he was. So he went with the Chavrusa to see the Chavetz Chaim. And at that time, the Chavetz Chaim was a bit elderly and couldn't hear so well, so his son-in-law was there sort of helping out. So the Chavetz Chaim asked these two boys, these two yeshiva bachri, what do they want? So they said they want a brocha from the Chavetz Chaim. And the Chavetz Chaim started to laugh, because although nowadays it's very different, but in those days, non-Hasidic gedolim, non-Hasidic great people, weren't into giving brachas. It wasn't the thing. That was a Hasidic thing. So he started to laugh. He says, no, I don't, he's not a person of brachas. He doesn't give brachas. So the Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law felt a bit bad for them. So he pushed him a little bit, and he said, to Bachrim, give them a bracha, you know. So the Chavetz Chaim says, okay, I'll give you a bracha. Here's the bracha. The bracha is, the Mishnah says there are three crowns, and he went through the three crowns. And he said, let me tell you something. The crown of kohuna, the crown of priesthood, hatkichapt, it was grabbed already. It was taken by Aaron and his sons. The crown of kingship, hatkichapt, David HaMelech. David HaMelech and his children chapt, which means they caught it. They took ownership of it. And it's theirs. But he said, the Torah, the crown of Torah, keinu nishkichapt, no one has chapt it. Geit unchapt, that's my bracha to you. Go and chapt it. You can chapt the crown of Torah. That's the one reason. The second reason is because a desert represents like humility. What is a desert? A desert, at the end of the day, There's no vegetation, there's no things there. All it is uninhabited. It's a place of earth. Earth is a symbol of humility, as we know. Ofer is a symbol of humility. To teach us, the Torah was given in the Midrash to teach us that a prerequisite to learning Torah is humility. As we say in the Shemona Esra, before we take 3 steps back, we say, the nafshi ka ofer lakoilti here. May my soul be as dust to everyone. And then we say, psach libi b'sorah secha, open up my heart in your Torah. Why? Because Torah is not a subject. Torah needs to be understood. Torah needs to be studied intellectually. But Torah is Hashem's wisdom. It's a transcendent wisdom. And therefore, if we come with our own preconceived ideas, we come with arrogance, and we sort of don't understand stuff, we are liable to distort the Torah and to twist the Torah. And therefore, Hashem says, no, Torah was given in a midbar in the desert because a prerequisite to Torah is a concept of humility, which is the desert, because it's full of dust and earth, and that is a symbol of humility. I just wanted to end off with something about Shavuos, and just go through something very quickly, which you might know already, but just to very, very quickly go through. We all know there's a minhag to eat milk foods on Shavuos. Some of the standard reasons that is given is as following, that we know that when the Yidden came back from Matan Torah, they were now obligated to keep the laws of kashrus and shchita and all. And anyways, they had nothing to eat. They couldn't cook anything. They couldn't shecht any animals. It was Shabbos anyway, because the Torah was given on Shabbos, and therefore they only could have milk foods. That's why we had milk foods on Shavuos. Another reason, and this applies particularly to those people that on Shavuos morning eat milk and then wait, and eat a little bit later another fleishik meal. And the reason for eating two meals is, like, it comes out like two meals. The reason is because on Shavuos there was a special korban brought. It was called the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads, especially two breads. The Kli Yochas says that the symbolism of these two breads was because there's two parts of the Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, the oral Torah, and so on. But to remember this concept of the Shtei HaLechem, so we have two meals, the milk meal and, so to speak, the fleishik meal. Two more ideas is that Shtei HaLechem, sorry, the Cholav, the word for milk is Cholav. Cholav is the gematria of 40. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah subsequent to the giving of the Torah. He learned the Torah in sets of 40 days as he went up to the mountain. Also, sorry, two more things. First of all, we know that milk is the food of a baby. And it's to teach us that we should always be like a baby, always ready, a clean slate to absorb the Torah, to have the Torah fresh in our minds every single day, to not have preconceived things standing in the way of our learning Torah, but to be like a baby, just ready to hear and to learn what Hashem teaches us. Also, one final thing is that in Tehillim, in the Torah in general, Har Sinai has many names, Choyrev, Sinai, and so on. And in Tehillim, Har Sinai is referred to as Har Gavnunim. And the word Gavnunim comes from the words Givino, which means also cheese. Therefore, there's a minute to eat cheesecake on Shavuos. We'll do more on Shavuos next week. In the meantime, have a good day and a very good Shabbos.